adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Macy Gray going to come into studio tonight. Macy's a what you call a free spirit. So free, she's not here. But I suspect she did call. And,
which is way ahead of most of our guests.
Well, I wouldn't say way ahead, but about even.
All right.
About even.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's way ahead of the guests that show up late.
Right, but average guest, she's about even.
About even.
Yeah.
Yeah. She gave a call about 10 minutes ago, said she was about...
30 minutes.
She was in San Francisco. And she's driving a 82 Chevy Citation.
A Segway, she said. Just on a Segway.
And it's got the Space Saver spare on three of the four tires. So that is the mark of the loser, by the way. The guy's got the Space Saver spare on, and he's worn the tread out on that, where the spare becomes the full-time tire. And you can tell, because you can see that the car, the Space Saver spare, when it looks like it's got a little soot on it and some brake dust and some scratches on it, you know, we can tell the guy drove it through a winter in Buffalo and it's still on there. Little rust on the lug nuts.
Yeah.
I like that guy. I like the guys that stay the course. You know what I mean? Like the guys who still got the ski lift pass on their parka from Vail 1986. The guys that ain't moving.
I think the thought bubble over their head, too, is what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Yeah.
Takes all kinds.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I like. It's that sofa on the porch thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, here's my theory. If you don't take care of stuff like the Space Saver spare, like the first day you put that Space Saver spare on your car, there's a huge urgency to change it. It's like all you're thinking
it
about that
be,
day
yeah.
is I got to take care of this.
Yeah.
How am I going to take care of this?
How much further can I get through this?
The next day, it's cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
The third day, that half gets cut in half.
Yes.
And by the end of the week,
it's non-detectable.
By the end of the week, it's barely there.
Uh-huh.
And then 2 weeks into it, you're starting to like the look of the Space Saver. So that's what it is. That's why you got your window. The people that take care of crap just take care of it the first day, and then it's gone.
Yep.
If they got to the second week, they wouldn't take care of it either.
It's true.
But the second weekers always go, I'll take care of it, and then it becomes part of part of your landscape. It's just landscape, just there. It's like the graffiti that you pass every day on the way to school. Just don't even notice it anymore. All right, so anyway, Macy Gray, going to be in studio very soon. Going to talk to her about her new Christmas album and all sorts of other projects she has. Dear friend Kathy Griffin coming in on Tuesday, tomorrow. Tori Amos, dear friend Tori Amos. We like Tori Amos quite a bit. She hasn't been here for a while. So we'll talk to her. And then dear friend David Alan Greer is going to be
good week.
In here on Thursday. All right, so let's move forward.
I like a girl with a big butt, but fruit in the middle. It's juicy,
hold on a
it's sweet, because it's fruit. And in
let me tell you what that song is an homage to. It's My Yogurt. Tell this to engineer Michelle, who probably hasn't heard it. I like mixing the fruit up in my yogurt.
Of course.
So I get the fruit at the bottom yogurt, but then as I stuff the spoon in there, and by the way, there's nothing worse, and I don't know why it bothers, nothing bothers me more than too much food getting too high up on the spoon or fork.
Yeah.
You ever do it once in a while, you're scraping the bottom of the peanut butter container, and you're getting to the bottom, and then you pull the spoon up, and it's all the way up the spoon. And
it's all over your knuckle.
Okay, I'm freaked out now. I got to get a new spoon.
Yeah.
I may have to move.
Yeah.
This is weird. Then you try to clean the peanut butter off the top of the spoon, up the handle. It's like, okay,
no
this
way.
Mission. Abort.
No way.
Abort. I'm leaving the house. Okay, you stir the yogurt up with the fruit at the bottom. First off, you never quite get all that fruit at the bottom, or if you do, you don't know if you do, because you can't really see it. You just scrape it around. And if you do a thorough job, some will slop over the top and land on your hand or on
the
counter.
That's the misery.
It's hard to get it from the bottom around. Aha. So how do we cure this? Fruit in the middle. Fruit in the middle. Shot of yogurt at the bottom. Just
fruit
a solid. Fruit on top, no good. Still hard to mix.
But by the way, fruit on the top, if they were going to pick bottom or top,
you
shouldn't they pick the top?
I say you go top.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Middle better.
But middle better.
Top,
yes.
Still, you're turning. No, you're tilling. There's too much tilling going on.
I'm sorry I played that drop.
Inch at the bottom.
Doubt.
Inch of solid yogurt at the bottom. Half inch of fruit at the middle. Another inch or so of solid yogurt at the top. Maybe we do a 60-40 type
we'll
split.
We'll invent a new food. We'll call it a parfait.
Fruit in the middle.
I like a girl with a big butt, but fruit in the middle. It's juicy. It's sweet. Because it's fruit. And in the middle. Shaka-naka.
Shakalaka. Angel?
Yes, it's Angel.
You're 23?
23.
You pregnant yet?
No.
Really?
Planning on it.
All righty.
All right.
What's that?
So I have a question. Ever since I was young, I had big breasts, you know?
Yeah.
Now I'm a 38 double D. They're still nice, you know?
Nice.
But they're not as full as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I
23.
Yeah.
It happens, Drew.
Wow.
Well, listen, if you're going to start taking a shape, whether you're a guy with love handles or whether you're a chick with sort of saggy boobs or whatever, or double chin, starting, you know, balding guy, whatever, if that's your shape, if that's the direction you're going, you start going about, well, you just start going. I mean, you start at 14.
Yeah, but she says she used to be stand up. And now.
Well, they were fuller when she was 18,
no, it's back
up. Starting to head down, that's all.
All right.
So. Yeah, but see, now it's like when I lay down, they kind of flop to the side, and that's not really attractive, you know, and I didn't want to go through surgery or anything because that'll mess up, like, breastfeeding in later years. So they have, like, something called, maybe Dr. Drew knows, Blusant. It's supposed to make your breasts fuller. Does that stuff work?
No.
No.
There's nothing that works like
you
that.
You just rub it on, and whoever watches you rub it on, his penis gets fuller. That's how it works.
Yeah, he'll enjoy that, but will it work for me?
No.
Yeah, nothing works.
His surgery is really the only thing that will change
that. Rub it in on.
Yeah.
That whole, what percentage of stuff you rub on works? The only thing that works to rubbing on is like butter on corn. Anything you rub on doesn't really work.
But there are transdermal medication. I mean,
well, there's stuff. Yeah, stuff if you've been burned badly or something like that. But yeah, nothing's you know, getting rid of wrinkles stuff.
There's nothing you're going to get over the counter.
Tightening up your double chin or shrinking your nose and tightening up your boobs. None of that stuff works.
No.
Oh, I know, but I want them full again.
Well, me too.
That's surgery.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Do you have a man? Do you have a man?
No, not right now.
Why not?
I'm just moving into Georgia. I don't really have time for it.
No time.
What are you doing?
No time. I'm just chilling right now.
No. I mean, what kind of work do you do that's keeping you busy? Why'd you move there?
I moved here for a job at a funeral home.
Oh, okay. I'm sure you meet lots of nice elderly dead people.
Are you a
funeral, huh?
Are you a
no,
mortician?
That's not quite what I'm looking for.
What do you do at the funeral home?
Well, I'm an apprentice, so what I'm doing is embalming assistant.
Apprentice mortician.
I just help in the back with the embalming.
Wow. How many dead people do you see a day?
Maybe 7 or 8.
Does working around dead people make you more careful, or is it liberating, or is it just nothing?
It's nothing.
It's nothing.
Just nothing. Everything's just nothing, right?
We had an anatomy lab I went into every day of my first year of medical school with 100 dead bodies in it.
Really?
And we just carve them up.
That's it. Never even thought about it.
You do. Interestingly, you have a little reaction that when you first start, kept their hands and their faces covered.
Hands and faces.
Yeah, and when you work, when you first went in the back, you worked away the hands. And when you uncovered the hand, it was like, ooh, a human hand. Ugh.
Yeah.
And then the face was
weird.
Nothing. And then it was over. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you do? How do you embalm? You just start injecting and pumping fluid into everything?
Well, you make an incision. You look for the carotid artery.
Yeah.
In the jugular vein, you know. And then there's a machine you have to hook up the blood out and pump in the solution. Yeah.
It's
good times.
Yeah. Seems weird. They never, let me explain something. To an atheist, all this stuff just seems weird. This is like one big weird ritual to me.
It is weird, but it's innately human. I mean, the Egyptians did it. We want to.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff was done historically
that I think we're over now. Do you know what I'm saying?
I understand. It's an impulse.
Yeah, it's an impulse.
Yeah.
It's an impulse when you're worried about the volcano god and drawing pictures with rocks on caves and stuff. You want to keep a person in good shape for when it's time to be resurrected and all that stuff. But now that we've sort of worked that out, seems like it's into the ground you go.
or the furnace.
Yeah. Let me tell you something about the Corollas. My grandpa died. He was gone. I don't know what happened to him.
So we've found a very sort of
dude came
admirable quality in the Corolla line.
Picked him up with a station wagon about 4 a.m.
You had him set in the water.
Yeah, I didn't even know if he was cremated.
No. That's the Neptune Society. They just dump men.
No, they cremate you, Terry. They don't just toss you in. How dare you? You can't just get tossed in the water. This isn't wartime. It's not a naval burial.
I don't know. You're right.
No, you get cremated. You get cremated. They shove you into a file of facts. You know, I mean, they just take a box. They just take a Beacon's box and shove you into that, and then they just hit you with the plumber's blowtorch until you go up. They like stuff some oily rags up your ass, and they just burn you out in the field, and then they just toss you in the. It's like $280. I mean, my grandfather's funeral was like under $300. It's great. Guy shows up in his own station wagon, like 4 in the morning.
No, I've seen that before.
Neptune side is great. Yeah, you just call him up. Hey, Grandpa's dead. All right, Bert will be by in about 45 minutes. He's going to swing by Arby's, get a little dinner before he comes by. And then he just shows up and like, fills out a couple of things, tosses the guy, probably in the passenger seat so we can utilize the diamond lane on the way out to the crematorium. They cremate him, and then they just toss him in the ocean. We didn't even have anything. I was like, where's Grandpa?
Yeah, probably was an option. There probably was an option, but you probably...
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it would have been $60.
Yeah, your family wouldn't go for that. Of course not.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been $60 to rent the boat and have people go on it and everything. So,
No.
I mean, well, come on. What are we, the Rockefellers? Grandpa died. They threw him in the ocean. All right. Lindsay?
Yes.
Nothing you can do about them big boobs.
Surgery. Lots of surgery.
Lots of surgery.
But that's it.
All right.
That wasn't me.
Lindsay, no, yeah, you're 20. What's going on?
I'm 20 years old, and I'm currently sexually active, and I have been, like, continuously for about a year. And over the last few months, I've been in a relationship and, you know, more than once a week been sexually active.
You're stinking whore.
Mm-hmm. And? Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, over the last few months, my sex drive has kind of just fallen and almost gone to nothing. And I'm wondering if there's any kind of clinical reason for that or anything that I could do about it.
Are you on it?
It's all a fine question. Hi, Macy. Put those headphones on. Yeah, we call them cans in the business, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
There you are.
You got them there? Can you hear yourself okay? I put Lindsay on hold because Macy Gray just walked in the studio.
Thank you.
We got screwed up kids with their sex problems all day long up the wazoo, but we don't get Macy Gray in here too often. Yeah.
I was listening on my way here.
You were? Good.
Yeah.
So she knew exactly what she was getting into.
All right. That's good. It. You're hip. Hey, did you have fun on Jimmy's show when you did it, when you co-hosted a few months
ago?
Yeah,
it was cool.
Yeah, I thought you did a good job on that. And, not really. I was saying, no, he's a great guy. I was saying to Drew last night that you were one of the highlights of the American Music Awards with your call for people to stand up and really get upset when they lost.
Be pissed off, yes.
Yeah. We thought it was kind of refreshingly honest.
Oh, thank you. Well, I know, because it's like when you don't win, you really are very upset. Really.
Are you?
Like backstage, yeah.
Yeah, I've never been up for anything. Yeah, you should. And
I want it, you know, but then we're on TV, they're like, hey... Yeah, you're so great.
Yeah.
I hate you.
If people do that, they always get that first, there's a millisecond of looking stunned and disappointed, followed by gaining the composure and clapping, being very happy. And a little too happy, by the way, for someone winning other than them.
Yeah.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
it seems disingenuous. Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Like, if anyone who watches sports and you see the other team win the game, the other team doesn't pretend like they're genuinely disappointed. Sometimes angry.
They leave.
Yeah, they leave. They're pissed off. They punch a ref. They do throw a Gatorade bucket. They trash a locker room. They're upset. Why should this be any different?
Hmm?
It's just the camera's on. You're supposed to be dignified.
It's freezing in here.
You called? Good.
Oh my God.
I can fix that.
Where are you from?
It's like winter.
Yeah, well, it is winter.
I know, but not in L.A.
Well, yeah, it is. It's December, right? Are we in December
technically,
yet?
Technically, yeah.
Yeah,
today.
Today's the first day.
Oh, today?
Day.
So, you're, where are you from?
Ohio.
Yeah,
real winter, like snow.
Yeah.
Where
so
in Ohio?
This is nothing for
0
you.
0 degrees. It's freezing in here.
Where in Ohio?
Canton, Ohio.
Yeah.
Ah. home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Never been there. Like
I used
to go
work
there.
There.
You used to work the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
When I was 12, I was a tour guide.
Wow.
Really? Yeah.
What's the thing that
people... Oh, this show's now over. That's all we're going to talk about the rest of the
show. Give me the top 35 things people don't know about the NFL Hall of Fame. Give me like two or three top things that people aren't aware of.
All right, let me see. I was 12. I mean, that was just like, 5 years ago, but I'm just...
Yeah, right. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I remember.
You don't... Do you remember
it's
anything?
It's in Canton. Most people don't know it's in Canton, Ohio.
Right. They think it's going
to
be like...
But we had to watch, like, all these old films on... Like, I knew... I used to know Walter Payton stats.
Right.
And stuff like that.
The Immaculate Reception. You had to watch The Immaculate Reception 400
times. Yes, this was a show, like a real tour.
How big is it? Is it a big place?
No, it's big for Canton. It's like a comedy thing. Say if you go down, like, to, you know, the downtown library downtown?
Yeah.
It's about that size.
Wow, it's big.
Mm-hmm.
Library is the place they keep the books?
Book place.
Yeah.
Book
again,
place.
They never put any the word book, not in there.
I know.
It's very confusing for other for people,
especially
you know?
For the non-readers.
So, you work, how long did you work there for?
Just a few months.
Oh. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And how'd you get that gig at 12?
My uncle was like a city guy. He was like assistant to the mayor.
Uh-huh.
And he got me the job there.
Oh, am I going to kill my dad?
But it didn't work out.
It didn't work out?
Why'd you get fired?
You get caught stealing Vince Lombardi's bust?
No, they had this weird rule where you had to be at work 10 minutes early.
Oh,
like, you're supposed to be there at 8.
Hold on, little sidebar. I can see where that'd be difficult
but,
for me.
Yeah, no, it's 10:15 here.
Yeah, what time is it?
The show started 15
starts
minutes
at 10.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, okay.
Like, we're not being singled out.
I was waiting for you guys to take a break.
Right. That's what she told him. That's what she told him at the camp.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you guys to take a break.
No, but you had to be there 10 minutes. You had to be on the floor by 8.
You had to be, because the place opened at 8.
Yeah, so I had like...
You kept showing up late. Or not early.
No,
a little bit
late. Just a couple minutes, though.
Couple minutes.
Yeah. I was 12. Like,
yeah, what
like,
do they want?
Yeah, 12. What do you want? What would you have done at 12?
Because I had to get a ride every day from my dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like I could get up there on my own.
Right.
All right,
so you worked at the Pro Football Hall of Fame for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is in Canton, Ohio. And now you're going to high school in Canton, Ohio, right?
No, I went to high school. I went to a boarding school.
Oh, you went away?
Yeah, Western Reserve Academy.
Oof. Reserve Academy.
Sounds like a military academy.
I know. It's a boarding school and a college out there.
It's Case Western.
Yeah, exactly.
What's Western?
It's got a great medical school.
Oh, it does? Mm-hmm. Now, where's that at?
Cleveland.
Well, the boarding school's in Hudson. The college is in Cleveland.
Why'd you go to boarding school? You got into trouble?
It's my sexual issues.
Oh, got in trouble.
I'm kidding.
Were you getting in trouble?
I just want to say to the caller that called before, having big breasts is great.
Yeah,
don't worry
yeah.
about it.
Yeah. So you got in trouble.
Because you guys get these callers and they're like, oh my God, my boyfriend makes me cum too much. Like, I don't understand that.
Right, they call with non-problems.
Yeah, that's a non-problem. Yeah.
My boyfriend just wants to eat my coochie. I just don't know what to do. Like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, you're gonna when we're done. So you go, how old are you when you go to boarding school?
14.
14.
Mm-hmm.
Getting in trouble. They send you away to boarding school.
Yeah.
You go there, you do okay over there, or you get into more trouble?
I do all right. Boarding school's a weird place when you're that young.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you don't have, like, your parents.
Yeah.
They don't realize
like
I messed up.
Like, your teachers are, think they're your parents.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess, yeah, it is. I guess if you're
your
teacher,
strange.
If you're a teacher at a boarding school and you got a bunch of kids dropped off and you're in the middle of the country, you sort of feel like you're the parent.
Yeah.
You are the
parent. You kind of are the parent.
Yeah, but they were weird.
So you had weird, okay, and then did you go to college or when did you start singing?
Yeah, I went to USC.
You went to USC?
Yeah, I'm a Trojan.
When did you start singing?
Woo, woo. Huh?
When did you start singing?
Let me see. I was in college. I was in my first band my senior year in college.
Senior year in college.
Yeah.
So nothing.
I started late.
Yeah, most people end up they were in the choir and they started in high school or junior high or something. But you didn't know it.
No, I took piano lessons.
Ah.
I took classical piano for 7 years.
Hmm.
But I wasn't into singing so much later.
So you started singing as a senior at USC.
Yeah, there's this guy that I liked that was a musician. He had a studio in his dorm room.
Mm-hmm.
And
Studio in his dorm room. Wow.
I know. Right? He was a baller.
Yeah, see, a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Rich kid.
So anyway, I pretended like I was really into writing music and making music because I liked them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got really, I actually turned out to be pretty good at it.
Yeah.
So I used to write lyrics for his beats.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then how long before you had the success? I mean, from the time you got out of high school, out of college, to the time you started selling some records?
It was about 7 years.
Oh, really? I have no idea how old you are.
No. I'm not telling you. I'm just going to leave it that way.
I'm going to do the math, though.
I know. Math always gets you. Always gives you away.
All right. Well, here's the thing with Macy. We got the CD. We got a Christmas CD that mm-hmm. she's got coming out. It's a compilation thing. She's on it. Fiona Apple's on it. Tenacious D's on it. Fuel's on it. A whole bunch of people are on it. And
I think
we're going to hear something off of that CD.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hear it in the next segment.
You should hear the one off my album first, though.
Oh, okay. Is that the one we're going to hear?
I've Been a Good Girl? That one?
No, the one on my album is the song that me, Beck, and Feral Monch did. Number two.
Yeah, see, I've Been a Good Girl's on the Christmas album.
All right, we got to get...
All right, we'll get
my
that straightened out.
My boy just wants to eat my Gucci.
All right, easy there. I'm going to... We'll finish up with Lindsay, then
right.
we'll take a break.
All right.
Lindsay?
Yes.
So Lindsay, a sudden drop in your sex drive, right?
Yes.
Are you in a relationship now?
Yes, I am. I have been for about a year.
Is that working, that relationship?
Yeah, the relationship's wonderful. That's the only thing that's the problem.
Did you start, like, Depo Provera shots or something?
No, I actually haven't been on birth control for over 2 years, and I just started the other day. But this has been going on longer.
And no medication?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are you in love with this guy?
Yes, I am.
Any other symptoms?
No, I mean...
Nothing, I mean. Your periods are normal.
Yeah.
Your periods
yeah.
are normal. Well, one of the things that makes people flip and flop between being hypersexual and then sort of deprived
mm-hmm.
is a history of sexual abuse or physical abuse, anything like that happen?
Nothing like that, no.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're just exhausted.
Maybe
you're tired?
I don't know, but it's irritating in my relationship because... He thinks that I, you know, don't care for him anymore, and I do. It's just
mm-hmm.
I can't do anything about it. I have to force myself.
Do you need a dangerous guy? Do you need a troublemaker?
I don't know. Maybe I don't
was
know.
Your dad was your dad a troublemaker?
No.
Your periods are normal.
My periods are very normal.
Are you overweight or underweight?
I'm normal weight.
Normal weight. Mm-hmm. No excessive exercising or unusual dietary patterns or anything like that.
No.
Man, how many times are you going to come in and out of here? Drive me insane.
Do you
I gotta
just
fix
not
want to
do
drives
it or
me
you
nuts.
Fall asleep?
You
just
don't
want
to
do it?
That. No, I'm sorry. The door drives me nuts in this studio. I don't know what it is. Well, just stay in there.
Say it again, Macy.
So do you just not feel like it or do you just fall asleep?
I just don't feel like it. And he'll want to, and I just won't at all.
Is he after you too frequently? Is he sort of objectifying you and after you all the time for it?
He's gotten to the point now, but at first he didn't. And he's just irritated because he thinks that I'm not attracted to him anymore, and I am.
All right, well, why don't you just, look, if you're attracted to him, just hold still and let him hump you once in a while. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, I think you also ought to see a gynecologist. This really does have a biological. You're not depressed. You're sleeping normally.
No.
It has a biological feel to it. I normally, when people describe this kind of a shutdown and they haven't been abused, it's usually medication or something on that order.
Let me float this concept, Drew. Don't take any offense to this, Macy, but I don't think girls are used to doing stuff they don't want to do enough.
Yeah.
Physically
unpleasant things.
Somebody.
Men are just reared on that, guys.
Men are sort of like, get down and do a bunch of push-ups and have a guy yell at you or have some guy yell, that dirt's got to be moved over into that dumpster before the day's through. Guys are sort of used to just doing physical stuff they don't want to do.
Right.
Women... I think women are used to doing emotional stuff they don't want to do, like with the kids. Like, the kids got to be at ballet, and then I got to pick the other one up from...
dudes and all their ass?
Well, whatever it is, it's emotional. Women do stuff they emotionally don't want to do. Right. I don't think they're not good at the physical stuff they don't want to do. And I think there's a thing, too, where if it doesn't feel good or you don't feel like doing it, you shouldn't do it physically.
Right.
But you shouldn't have to do
anything. You should. There you go. There you go. So this is the problem.
See, guys, guys are reared on, it doesn't matter, do it.
You see, guys like play football, right, and the football coach starts yelling at them when they're 10 years old to get down and do some push-ups and to run some wind sprints,
so
and nobody wants to do it.
Right,
they
so I don't
do
want
it.
To, and you get punched.
Right.
Then they do more.
Here's all I'm saying. There's this sort of thing like, well, she doesn't want to have sex. She loves the guy. She feels for him. She's horny for him, or she's attracted to him, but she doesn't want to have sex, so she shouldn't have sex. But here's my thing. Just have sex. Maybe you'll kickstart yourself.
Or if we dug a little
further. But guys
don't
have sex when they don't want to.
No, that's what we do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, really.
I think we should dig a little more
prison, too.
We might find some more stuff going on this
week. I'm done digging.
We
got
to take a break.
I'm done digging her.
All right,
Macy Gray in studio tonight. We'll hear a song from her when we come back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Macy Gray is our guest tonight. She just woke up.
Hello. Macy. I'm awake.
Thank you very much. We're going to hear something off of Macy's CD, The Trouble with Being Myself, just a couple of seconds. We're going to take a song first. Macy's going to be playing with David Bowie. Have you ever played with David Bowie?
No, I've never played with David Bowie.
Going to be touring with David Bowie.
We're here in L.A. on January 31st, February 3rd, 4th, 5th. Two shows at the Shrine, two shows at the Wilton.
I like to go to one of those shows.
Yeah, you should. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never seen David Bowie.
I got you if you need some tickets.
Really?
Yeah,
I would like that. I'd like to see both of you. Do you go out? You open for him, but do you go out on stage together at some point?
Oh, he's opening for me, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's cool.
Yeah, of course.
Well, David Bowie is such a legend. He's been around for over 40 years.
No, I'm kidding.
That's what I thought.
I go on earlier than he does, put it that way.
Yeah, you don't open for anybody. You do your show, and then he comes in and mops up. It's called Sloppy Seconds in the music industry, Drew.
Graveyard Shift.
No, actually, we were talking about doing a song together. So hopefully we'll have time to put one together before we go out.
David Bowie's one of these guys that has some really neat songs, except for they don't play them on the radio that much. Mm. Play the stuff you're tired of on the radio, but he has some really good stuff, like off a Hunky Dory CD. All right, so take a call.
Let's Dance?
No. I didn't ask for all that song. Uh-huh.
China Girl.
It's all right. You get that Hunky Dory CD. That's some interesting, really interesting, funky songs on there. True? No?
Not over
now. Don't know?
Fine.
Christy?
Hey.
Hey, you're 17.
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
I am just wondering if talking dirty, like, during sex is going to affect my relationship.
You mean you needing him to do that or him needing to do that?
No, like, neither one of us really needs it. It's just something that's been lately happening probably half the time when we have sex.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I will give you something to smile about.
David Allen Grant. I always love that. Alright, so what kind of, give us an example of your dirty talk.
It'll start off like, he'll call me like a bad girl, and like bad girls get effed hard, and like he'll call me a little whore, and stuff like that. It's not something I would normally say, and so I don't know.
He needs to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Either one of two things. Either he had some other girlfriend that needed it and taught him that's something that she liked, therefore all women like, men tend to generalize, or he needs to talk like that. Those are the only two options.
Let me say this though,
and this may get worse. You may see some smacking.
He's 22.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing: is sometimes, well, first off, never met a woman that didn't like just a little rough trade, just a little. Macy's smiling.
No, I like it. But...
Just a little tug on the hair and a tap on the ass. Every once in a while. He gets the feeling you like it a little bit, and that's why he's moving forward with
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it going to have any, negative effect on our everyday relationship, though?
The only way it would is if you really start, if this is the beginning of a path that he's heading down. And if he gets into more and more fetishistic behaviors, that will diminish your intimacy and take you away from it a little bit. And you'll start to feel weird. But if it's just sort of an issue of taste, so to speak, this ain't going anywhere.
But also, it's still nice to probably break it up a little bit and leave it out every once in a while.
I did an interesting CNN thing tonight where they have found that many of the firemen, the brethren, that were sort of brought in to console the widows of the fallen brethren, guys with families and things, end up picking up on these young ladies and leaving their wives.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You mean after 9/11?
Yeah.
That firemen a lot of firemen came to New York from other parts of the country.
Most of these guys were guys from the same station who were actually at the event.
Uh-huh.
So they themselves were traumatized.
Uh-huh.
And it's all kinds of things going on that can cause people to do that. But not the least of which, think about what we've always said about men.
Yeah.
This is your buddy's wife, always been kind of attracted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now he moves in. It's like, what?
No, guys will do that. I mean, your boyfriend could kill himself, and 5 minutes later, guy be there like going, oh, this must be a tough time, and hugging you, and then trying to make out with you. The only part I like
is... He could be his best friend.
If the girl stops him... When the guy goes, oh, yeah, I don't know what came over me. What was I thinking? And I love when women buy that, too.
I was so traumatized.
I was traumatized, too.
From all the physical things you made the new?
No, it's wired in their head.
Guys have a sort of physical agenda that can't really be altered with words or situations or events.
Younger guys, especially.
Yeah, mourning doesn't seem to...
That didn't intensify.
Most 22-year-old guys, if there's a funeral that goes on for more than 20 minutes, we'll get a boner at some point in the funeral. It's documented. I used a tumescence monitor and realized that most guys get boners. This is how guys are, Macy.
Oh, I'm hip.
You're hip?
Yeah,
you know. Are you married?
I was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know how guys are.
Mm-hmm. Women are the same way. We just don't talk about it, I guess. We don't admit to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We don't say...
I think women
don't... Women get boners at funerals. We don't say things like that.
Really?
But women, they
no. I always suspected they got boners at funerals.
It seems like they reserve this sort of behavior for just certain men.
Yeah.
Naughty behavior.
Not even naughty, but sort of where they can't control themselves behavior that men fall victim to.
Yeah. There's a handful of guys that women will present themselves to, and then the rest have to just sort of slug it out in the trenches.
Well, it's just chemistry. There's like a certain guy you do everything with, you know?
Yeah. Well, you see, women say that. They go, I have chemistry with this one guy. You and every other broad, you know, has chemistry with this one guy.
Right.
I don't know what it is that he's putting out that works in the chemistry department. And also...
He knows how to move his kahunga.
No, they don't know that yet.
How do you know that in advance?
No, you know it then.
You know it when he's on top of you, but how do you know it when you're at the club?
At the funeral.
You know, it's like
or at the funeral.
No, it's like eye contact. It's like...
Yeah, but...
It's really like subtle stuff.
Nah, but that's...
Yeah.
I mean, it's the guy, like, you can't sit and describe it. It's just
I gotta get... I gotta rub some stink on me or something.
It's pheromones.
I believe I'm a guy, I get punished.
For the rest of the guys?
Well, you know the guys, there's guys you assume, the women just assume are better than they are, and they all get with him and all that kind of stuff, and he's probably no different than... And then there's the guys that are where they're at, and then the guys that women assume are worse than they actually are.
You're the worst.
I'm the worst one.
Yeah.
And Napoleon was sort of apparently like... You know,
what?
Not good.
Not good in the sack?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
I just read a medical thing about him.
What do you know?
Napoleon.
All the women complained.
He had his hand tucked in his jacket. He was wearing that crazy hat.
No, he ejaculated too quickly. He didn't give a rat's ass what was happening with women. And at his autopsy, there were some anatomical deficiencies.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
But they still presented to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, he was a snappy dresser, and he was, you know, conquering Europe.
That's sexy.
Women like square buckles on a guy's shoes and a conqueror of Europe and a hat that's shaped like the roof of Taco Bell and conquering Europe.
That's a good time.
Conquering Europe.
That's good,
that
too, right?
Yeah, that's sexy.
Yeah.
Well, guy says, if you go up to a girl and say, I conquered Europe.
Right.
I guarantee.
Yeah, all right. Here, all right, I say, I don't want to jinx it. I haven't conquered Europe, but I'm conquering Europe.
Okay. No, you ever say you did it already.
Now, we got a Macy Gray song to play, but...
Let's play it. Let's play it.
Are we? Yeah, we got time? Anderson, you cool? Anderson's cool. All right. It's off of The Trouble With Being Myself, and it's called... wait, now you got this figured out, too? Yeah. It's called It Ain't the Money.
For the unlimited cash flow. In God we trust, but that's never in class though. Enron, WorldCom, CEO assholes, a monopoly to collect whenever they pass go. Big screen TVs, nigga please. There will be no alerts before they search the scene. 13 arrows in the seal with the 13 leads. 13 steps that it takes to see 13 thieves. Her 18th birthday, she became legal tender. Some say she heaven sent with skeletons in her closet. Trading herself for drugs and stayed inside of my wallet. I know women who couldn't have her who became alcoholics. In the fetal position, bent over toilet seat, calling for Earl with pains in their bladder. So people listen when I tell you it really don't matter.
Baby, give a head to a movie star. Bet you got a llama riding in your car. Bet you got a TV built in your jet ski.
For you.
That was Beck on there too. Beck and Fairmont.
The Trouble With Being Myself is the name of the CD. It's out. She's going to be out with David Bowie coming up in January. And is that in December too, or just June?
Yeah, we do. We leave on the 5th. We do the States, East Coast, and we come back this way.
Wow. Also has a Christmas album out. Christmas Calls, it's a compilation.
Yeah.
Right, she's represented on there as well as many other Travis and Fiona Apple and Tenacious D and lots of people like that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Macy Gray right after this.
Music cues, IQs on music cues on. Come on.
Go, Macy, go.
My kisser. My kisser, Izzy. It's all kisser. It's always like my zoom.
Come on.
It's always like my zoom. Why Z? Why zoom, zoom, Z? See?
That's nothing like we rehearsed. We spent the entire break rehearsing that, and it was nothing like we rehearsed. Macy Gray. Macy Gray is here tonight, everybody. Kathy Griffin is in here tomorrow night, and then Tori Amos. And I finally got junior producer Lauren to admit the only reason she's here is because Tori Amos comes by once every 2.5 years.
That's the
I've long suspected that, but she looked me in the eye and admitted the reason she took this gig.
She's never hidden it from me.
Yeah.
That and to study your genius. She derived many a pearl. And she let
That's
us know
why I'm here, by the way.
She let us know the other night. She derived many a pearl from your genius.
People, if they don't know what we're talking about, I said, we should take a call, but screw them. Macy, we'll talk to Macy Gray here. New CD, by the way, The Trouble with Being Myself, out as we speak. Engineer Chris. I said, Chris, what do you want to be? You want to be? I want to be an engineer. You want to be a tech guy? You want to be in front of the microphone? And he said, microphone. It's the only thing I've ever heard him say, by the way. And I thought, that's interesting. And I thought, once in a while, I fish around for a compliment, but it's always just like stepping on a rake that's covered with crap, just smack you right in the forehead. Yeah, but it's not even just a rake in the forehead. It's a rake that's got Duke dog crap on the end of it. Pow. Now you got a lump and an infection. Yeah. So I said to Chris, I said, okay, Chris, you've been working with us for about 3 months. Chris isn't here tonight, Engineer Michelle. So I said, Chris, what do you learn from watching me and Drew work for the last 3 months? And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, what tips you picked up watching the guys work together, seeing how we work the last, you want to be on the air? What have you learned from watching me? And he goes, stay off the internet. And I said, what does that mean? And he said, don't prepare. And I said, okay, so you've learned, number one, you learn how to prepare. You learn anything, what about anything else from watching me work? No, not really. So I was like, okay, just show up late. She's like, yeah. So I said, Lauren, junior producer, Lauren, what have you learned from watching us work together? And she goes, well, you don't have to be smart. I mean, you don't have to be educated. It's who you know. Once you're in, they can't get rid of you. Once you're in, they got to fire you. And when you're in, you make a big bucks, and you get to boss everyone around.
That's it. What would the right answer have been?
I don't know what the right answer would have been. I wasn't expecting much.
Expecting something that might have helped them communicate in the role of somebody, being somebody behind the mic. Not just how Adam is, but something he does that might be...
bossy and lazy isn't what I was looking for. I was looking for, I don't know, it's good to be relaxed and be yourself or something
trust
like
instinct.
That.
Trust your instincts. Be spontaneous, yeah.
Yeah, something. Something other than stupid and bossy. By the way, they can't get rid of you. I like that part, by the way. How's that work where they can't get rid of us? And by the way, it's who you know.
Yeah, that's how you got there.
That's how I got here, because you know my dad.
He's
the head of radio.
He's
Bob Tesla. He invented radio. Yeah, I changed my name.
Marconi.
Yeah. He's Johnny Marconi. Yeah. Yeah, that's how I got in. My grandfather was a Marconi. That was my dad, my mother's side. My mom, Tesla. My mother was a Tesla side. Marconi was my father. They got together, created a super radio being. All right. Yeah. Ann?
Hey. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Macy.
You too.
Hey.
Oh, by the way.
You have to wait till the next hour.
My dad, big fan. My dad, you know, he runs radio.
Yeah, of course.
Nobody knows this show like my dad. I saw my dad on Saturday in the afternoon. He said, you going to work tonight? I said, what work? You do the radio, right? No. No, don't do it Saturday. No, Dad's never, show's never been on Saturday. I've never worked on the radio Saturday night. I got the gig 9 years. You live in town. You ever heard it? That's that. Nine. He's also the same guy who wanted to come on Saturday about 7:30 once a few years back. And explained to him the show started at 10. But again, you know, hey, you know my dad. You know show business. You're in. You can't get out now. And they can't get rid of us, Drew.
Can't.
Possible. So you're 20. You hooked up with two 37-year-old women?
No, guys. One of my friends was with us.
Uh-huh.
At the same time?
Excuse me?
At the same time?
We just...
The trick question.
Well...
At the same time. Were you
with them? I'm sorry. Yeah, at the same time. All three of them.
All three of them.
And
so you, your female friend, mm-hmm. and two older men.
Yeah. I knew them through work.
Okay. So, and they're both guys are 37.
Yep. And one of them was married.
Ooh. All right. And this is a foursome then, right?
Well, I mean, we didn't have sex or anything. All we did was just like get naked and like make out and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah, oral sex?
No, nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
Just being naked and making out.
That's
But we did
pansy.
Something like that.
Oh, we gotta take a break.
Do the guys have boners?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
I like the way they're.
Nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
How dare you? I don't know where your mind is going.
What are you thinking?
Hey, buddy, get it out of the gutter, would you? We're just all four naked on top of each other. All right, Macy Grace here. Macy, you got to stay one more break. You thought you were staying the first hour, but you showed up late, so now you got to make up that 15 minutes.
I was late. I was watching.
Yeah,
I was
just like
in
you
there
weren't
learning
late.
From
just
you.
Like you weren't late at Canton, Ohio, many
I was
years
in there
ago.
Learning.
All right. Well, now you should know that I'm a disciplinarian. You have to stay for one more break.
Right.
Thanks, baby doll. We'll be right back. Love line.
Hi.
I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. I'm going to just use the F word for the rest of the evening.
Why?
Well, they can't get rid of me. I'm locked in here, Drew. Yeah. Macy Gray is in studio tonight.
Thank you very much.
The Trouble with Being Myself is the name of the CD. Also is involved with a compilation CD for Christmas, which is it out or is it coming out?
It's out.
It's out.
Yes, out.
Yeah, see, you know,
it's Christmas.
I always think about, right, you know what you should, I don't have any talent. What you should do, you know how they write, like.
You're good at going off on tangents, though, like just taking one little thing, just talking for an hour, and nobody knows what you're talking about, but you're completely happy with yourself.
That's what we're talking about.
That's talent. That's really good.
Yeah, I'm happy with myself. That's the important part, even if no one knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you lost me just about 10 minutes ago.
You see, Macy's been bitten by the compliment bug around here, too.
Yeah, well, Lauren's coaching her during the break.
Oh, okay. Here's what you need to write a song about.
She told me you went off for 40 minutes one time.
Hey,
you didn't take any calls, and you didn't talk to the guest.
For 40 minutes.
You can talk about traffic and weather for, unlimited.
But let me say something. 40 minutes is an exaggeration, because we never go, our
across
breaks,
break, yeah.
breaks wouldn't go across the break,
what
which
we
would be
about
20
for?
Minutes
you know
max. No.
No one knows.
Now, look, Macy, I was trying to give you a little career help here, but you jumped all over me.
No, I was just trying to, like, boost your ego, because you said you don't have any talent. I was just trying to make you feel good, baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, nothing makes a guy feel better than when someone says he's good at waxing on about stuff that no one else understands except for him.
Or cares about
except for him. But here's what I want you to do. You need to write a song, not a Christmas song.
Yeah.
And a birthday song's been done, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to pick a subject, like Alice Cooper did School's Out for Summer, and it gets played
every
all the
year,
time because it's the only
time.
School's Out song.
Yeah. All right.
You see what I'm saying?
Maybe another School's Out song.
Another Veterans School's Day. Out, Veterans Day, Yom
Columbus
Kippur,
Day.
Columbus Day.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah, Kwanzaa. Once a
Ramadan.
Year. Ramadan, baby.
Ramadan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's a whole, Ramadan's a whole month, so it would get played.
Mm.
I don't know if we get a whole lot of airplay out here. Probably not the country station.
How about the day after Groundhog's Day? This is the day after Groundhog's Day.
Whatever it is, it gets played
on that
time of year all the time. And
that.
It's always
forever.
Out because the crappy
that.
School's Out for Summer's been played for 35 years every time you start getting into June, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. You do that, Macy.
I'm all over that.
All right. That makes sense,
right? Day after February 3rd.
Well, let's not nail ourselves down to the day after Groundhog's Day.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying that's as soon as I can, you know, like, punch it out.
Oh, okay. So you know when Groundhog's Day is. Okay. All right. Let's get back to Anne, who's 20.
Yeah, you left her.
Who, well, all your talk about Groundhog's Day. Anne?
Yeah?
Anne had a foursome.
Annie's 20, and she had herself a foursome, but now they just got naked.
And made out.
Yeah.
And don't think for a second. How dare you, any, Adam?
No sex, no oral sex.
No sex.
No.
Did you touch a penis?
No, actually, I didn't. I mean, like, he was touching my breast and stuff like that, but, like...
How'd you guys all get naked? Was there a jacuzzi or hot tub involved?
Well, we were just really drunk, and we thought it would be fun to play, like, stripping games.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
They did.
Yeah, the guys had that mapped out in a little war room. They had a little like, a mock-up of the room before they started the game.
Blah! Blah, 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 blah. Blah. All right, so, Ann.
Yeah?
So the question is what? You're ashamed?
Well, yeah, and I'm just, it's happened over a month ago, and I just keep obsessing about it. And
what is, because what, it's weird at work?
Because she wished she would have touched a penis.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but...
That's why.
Do you like one of the guys?
No, they were actually kind of gross, but I was kind of strangely attracted to them for some reason. But,
In their grossness.
Because they have clothes. I don't know.
But I guess it's just like one of them was married, and like, I don't know, I just feel like such a homewrecker.
Well, you didn't do anything. You just frolicked about and had a little drunken fun.
This guy's an asshole, and it's his responsibility.
Yeah.
I know. He
didn't cheat, though, really. It's a little frolicking. Nothing wrong with that. Hey,
did you have fun? Did you like it?
At the time, but when I woke up the next morning, I was pretty upset.
Okay. Guilty. Do you see these guys at work every day?
Well, actually, I just saw him for the first time today.
Ooh.
And I just, like, totally freaked out, and I just get so nervous and can't talk to him, really.
Do you work to serve them. You work at a place that's big enough where you don't have to see him?
No, I work at a really small restaurant, and I, like, have to serve them.
You serve them? I thought you said you worked with them.
Oh, no, I met him through work.
These guys are idiots.
Okay. Well, so what?
Yeah.
Just relax. It's cool. You're 20. You get drunk. You screw around. You didn't have sex with anybody. You didn't have oral sex.
Yeah, you're gonna do that a bunch more times.
Yeah, you're fine. I don't understand what your problem is. Just get past it.
She has a conscience.
Well, she didn't do anything.
What do you think?
She's a waitress. These guys are screwballs.
Because the guy was married.
Yeah, the guys. Believe me, these guys are doing other stuff. These guys are idiots. They're assholes. Just
Well, please. They're just screwing around. There was no sex involved with
the married guys.
We've heard a thousand times worse than this. A thousand times.
Yes, way worse guys.
That's what about the make other any, girl?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. What about the girl? You into the girl?
Excuse me.
Does she feel bad?
Yeah. The other girl, she's like a friend of mine, and I don't know. She feels really bad about it, too, and she's really
scared. Listen, baby, you're 20. Get over it. You partied with a couple guys. You're a waitress. You had no sex. Get past it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thanks, man.
Get a boyfriend, would you?
Okay.
All right?
Is that going to be a problem?
Kind of.
Why?
I've never had a boyfriend before.
Yeah.
Why?
See, something's going on with you.
Yeah. Why?
Why? I don't know.
You're fat.
Drew, please.
You end up what?
I end up just like, I don't know. I think my problem is I like sleep with him right when I meet him, so it kind of ruins it.
I think you have way too many ideas about that. You're too skittish. You got to relax a little bit.
No, every girl is a hoe at some point.
Yeah.
Especially when you're 20. That's the best time.
That's right.
To be a hoe?
Yeah. Now's the time to do it, babe.
Okay.
And you got to get a little more comfortable in your own skin.
I know.
All right.
You should still have a boyfriend. You can be a hoe and have
her
a boyfriend.
Her dad must be an a-hole. That's why she's attracted.
Yeah, you're skittish. You're calling from Minnesota. You do any ice fishing up there?
No, I don't.
I got to get into that ice fishing. It's going to be my new thing. You know what you do? You get a little shed. You drag it out in the lake, and you just sit there and get drunk.
Have you ever tried to not do it on the first night?
Ann?
Yeah?
You ever not had sex on the first night?
No, not since I've been, like, 16.
Okay. Well, why don't you hold off? Hold off and just find a guy. I don't know.
So she gets overtaken by other people.
She's here's what Anne is.
Anne
is confused by life and by men especially.
It's severe codependency.
You feel like you can't tell them no.
Yeah, that's codependency. No. She there's something
wrong.
The alcoholic dad. That's what
she's scared to say no.
Well, look, she's from Minnesota.
But just try not doing it with him on the first night. See what happens with a guy that you like. With a guy that's not gross.
Yeah.
Do you have an alcoholic dad?
No, I don't.
See, Drew, you're regular Prescott, retard.
Why the caretaking? Why can't you come to your own defense? Why can't you be present in a relationship?
I just have very low self-esteem. And
why? So what happened to you?
Nothing. I don't know.
All right, there's two choices. Your parents made you feel like crap or you're fat. Which one?
Well, I'm not fat, but...
What? How much do you weigh?
I'm 170, and I'm 5'10".
Okay. That's a lot of Norwegian woman there.
Let me do the radio.
Yeah, let me do the radio math. 5'10", 170? Okay, I get 5'7", and 13/16", 183.
Phew.
Yeah.
There you go.
What?
All right. So listen,
Ann. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm doing the radio math.
All right.
Why don't you lose 20 pounds?
I try.
No.
Yeah, why not? You feel better about yourself.
Like me not eating, so...
No, don't stop eating. Just exercise a little more.
Okay.
I'm telling you, look.
Okay.
Look, anyone, if you're feeling bad about yourself, you're in a rut, you don't have any money, you can't get anything going, here's the best, and you can't afford therapy, and you can't do whatever, here's the best thing you can do. Start eating a little better and start exercising. You'll immediately feel better. You'll have more self-respect. You'll feel stronger. You'll just feel better. It's not going to fix you if you were molested for 10 years, but it's going to, it couldn't hurt, as the Jewish doctor.
That's right.
Would say. Am I right, Macy?
Yeah, but it's okay to tell a guy no.
It's okay to tell a guy
something
no.
Something is up with her that she gets
when you meet a guy, you like, just make him wait for
but
a while.
She can't. She gets completely lost in anybody else's desires.
Yeah.
And she has to perfectly please them.
And she's got just a little that fat chick syndrome.
But she's only 20,
some
baby,
of that
really.
Is codependency. That's well, whatever.
She's 20.
Dependency.
Yeah. Let's keep going. I'm getting depressed. Gene?
Hey, what's going on, Adam?
Let me say something, too, Macy. I don't mean to sound... This is going to be good, really. This might sound mildly racist, but super white Norwegian chicks that are fat look bad. You know what I mean? You're dark skin. You're an ebony princess. You can carry a couple extra pounds on you. Just look good. White chicks, especially the real white ones from Minnesota, they get naked. Looks like you ran to a snowdrift. You understand? Black woman just looks younger when they pack on 40 pounds. They look younger.
Oh.
They don't really look heavier. They look younger. It just pulls the wrinkles out of them. They look good. White women don't. They don't carry it well. So
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah,
about
no,
that.
It's true. It's better.
But 5'10", 170 isn't bad.
No, it's not bad.
Mm-mm, it's not fat for sure.
It's not fat, but it's not good. See what I'm
it's
saying?
It's not fat.
But you gotta stand 5'10", 170. That's over the radio.
Over the radio.
She's telling us over the phone.
She's giving you an idealized version.
If I put her
version.
On a scale right now, she'd be 189.
All right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what it says, 5'10", 170 on her license.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
See, I'm learning something now.
That's what I like.
Yeah. She's great.
Gene?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, Adam?
It's great for us, too, Mace. I hope you're not kidding.
Hey, Gene? I got a question for you guys.
Yeah. You're 19.
Yeah. Berkeley, my girlfriend's been taking ecstasy for some time now.
Fantastic.
And she's been trying to get me to, like, have sex while we're on ecstasy.
Yeah.
And she kind of does it on her own, but yeah. I've never done it before. And I was kind of worried because I'd heard from some people that if you take ecstasy and have sex, your, like, orgasm will be better than anything you've had before. And if you were to try and have sex without
it. I don't know. It smacks of bogus, Gene. I got to be honest.
You may actually have the question, but whatever.
It's a real, this is a serious question. She takes ecstasy, and she was trying to have sex with me, but people say, like, if I have sex with ecstasy, I'll never have anything like it ever again.
I don't know of any evidence that that's the case, but you may not have anything like it ever again because it burns out the pleasure areas of your brain. And
it's
you literally
kind of like
lose.
You're addicted to ecstasy and sex.
No. That
but look,
happen.
Listen here, Einstein. What if you go to the restaurant and you ask what the specials are, and he says, we have a lobster bisque that's out of this world. You've never had lobster bisque this good. You go, okay, I better not order it because I don't want something so good that I'm going to be disappointed tomorrow when I have lunch and it's not as good. Yeah. What kind of strategy is that? If you can have the best orgasm you ever have it. Well, especially when you're 19.
But if indeed you're feeling less pleasure from sex, it is because of a... ecstasy is well documented to damage the pleasure and mood areas in the brain.
Well,
it's well documented.
I've heard your ads on, you know, the commercials and stuff about ecstasy and how it's bad for you. And she's taken it for a while. I don't know. She doesn't do it around me. She
you will.
Does it.
You
she
just.
Knows I don't like it.
There's
I don't
two
like
things.
The
two.
Fact she does it.
Two things.
Yeah.
She may need it to have to experience herself sexually. That's her business. You as a healthy male, it sort of doesn't get any better. You know what I mean?
No,
it's all good. It's
all you need is a magazine, a tub of margarine.
Right.
You don't need anything as a 19-year-old guy.
Yeah, you don't need enhancers. Is that?
That's right. Margarine.
Really enhance
margarine?
It.
Yeah, or
whatever.
Crisco.
Yeah. Crisco's good. Molly McButter in a pinch.
What you will see, and you watch her, what will start to happen is she will start isolating. So after she's had a good 50 to 100 range hits, you will start to see her isolate. She'll start to complain of anxiety and then panic, and then she will get these profound depressions, and they are lifelong. And most of those people end up in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They are really serious.
Yeah. And you start to look really bad.
If you're a big-time ecstasy user, you're
going to
have
look
this.
Bad?
Yeah, ecstasy makes your eyes dark.
Oh, really?
And you get you're tired all the time because it keeps you up all night.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's very, very bad for your looks.
All right. Gene sounded either bogus or naive. But,
or maybe just an a-hole didn't care. Kind of thing.
Well... anyway, the point is you should probably try to get your girlfriend off the ex for her own sake.
Yeah.
Yeah?
She's going down a bad path here. It's
right.
A shame.
All right.
Yeah.
Ben?
Hey.
Hey.
Mom, could you leave the room for a second? Thank
no,
you.
No, he's kidding.
Got him again.
No, I'm serious.
All right, you're 17. He is calling from the Bay Area.
Yeah. Thank you, Mom.
Where you get to boss your parents around.
Yeah, no.
The Bay Area. That doesn't
okay,
go on.
So,
you get start. We start hearing him being beaten by belt.
Spoon.
Right
oh,
now.
Yeah,
spoon.
That's happened maybe once to me.
Yeah, that's what you'd hear from the South.
Up, not no, from the South.
That's
whatever. Sorry. Anyways, so I've got this problem, right? Like if I'm like climbing over something or like stretching my legs out or something, sometimes my testicles will pop like inside my body. Like they, yeah, pop in.
They will pull in. They'll retract.
No, they don't retract, and it's like they pop in like a. I don't know, not like a... I'm not sure.
Do they actually make a cartoon-like popping sound?
No, but they feel like that. And then they feel really
feel
weird and they hurt.
Yeah.
Not both hurt, but...
Let me just give you a quick tip when you're trying to illustrate a point.
Yeah.
When you say something like A, it's good to have in mind what it is you're going to say before you say like A, otherwise you get left hanging that way.
Thanks, like, sorry.
Like A it's pop. Right.
No, I said like A.
And I just hung, yeah.
Right. Mm. That's fine. It's all right.
And both sides do it equally.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your question about it?
Well, I don't know. I want to know if it's normal. I don't know if it's like I need to get a surgery or...
No
what
surgery.
About that?
No surgery. It's normal for the nuts to sort of head up towards the abdomen from something called the cremasteric response.
It's a good thing that... It's good for your nuts to head there, especially when you're hopping
when you're
fences.
Cold, when you're cold hopping fences.
I hear
you know what I mean? They're getting out of harm's way.
Get those nuts. Cold, cut on some of that Constantine wire. It's a mess.
Oh, what'd you say, Ben? God.
I hear that they can disappear. Like I don't know. For me, they go all the way out of my sac. Like my sac is completely empty.
Yeah, and they can go up towards the inguinal canal and things. And that's what happens after orgasm with some guys.
No.
And some guys have to actually push the testy back down into the sac.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right, you're cool.
But it's normal?
It's not normal, but it's not anything you have to rush
you'll be
out
all right.
And have anything done.
No, I try to keep them out of there.
Yeah. So you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing? Is your dad around?
In the room or like...
No, your parents.
Yeah, they're around.
He's around? All right. Everyone's cool?
Yeah, everyone's cool.
You going to go off to college?
I'm hoping. I'm just applied to Berkeley, hoping I'm getting in there.
Nice. All right, buddy boy.
All right, thank you, Adam. Thank you, Drew.
Good time.
Thank you, caller Ben. Let's take one more call.
Let's see what this one is. Otherwise, this one.
Yeah. Macy, you doing all right?
Uh-huh.
You hanging? You know what's going on?
What?
You don't understand what happens with a guy's nut sacks?
Oh, cool.
They go up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like when they go in cold water. You know what I mean?
I know. I'm just a very visual person, so if you picture that...
You have to picture it.
I mean, it's hard.
Makes you want to write a song.
Yeah.
Not exactly. Okay.
That could be your song, though. I mean, you could do, you know, you could do a...
My nuts go up.
Yeah.
His nuts go up.
My nuts, not even, that's good. That's good, too.
His nuts go up.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that. Once in a while, a chick
definitely
uses
definitely lyrical.
chick uses that thing where they say, give me head or something like that. It's always a little confusing. It's always a little weird. I heard this chick in an argument with this guy, and she yelled to, I don't know if I can say, but suck my D.
Oh, yeah.
She screamed at the guy in the heat of battle, and then everyone started laughing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's funny. Hey, Star?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
You like
just
being...
I just want to say something real quick. I am 174 pounds and 5'4", so she ain't fat. Sorry.
You're fat.
No,
you're good looking, dude.
You're both fat. That's how it works. It's not that she ain't or you ain't. It's you both is.
I don't think so, but whatever.
Well, look, here's the deal. The mark keeps heading up. I mean, the country keeps getting heavier and heavier and heavier.
You're overweight.
Yeah, so it's kind of good. What was yesterday's morbidly obese is today's husky.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. That's my plan. Like my kid. By the time like our kids' kids, your kid, you know, 10 and 250 pounds, just be average.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, Star, you're 5'4", you're 174, and you're not fat. What else is going on?
I'm having this problem because every time, like, I really like the guys that I always end up with. I really like them, but they're really chill and mellow, and you know. Really nervous and really caring people, but I want to be kinky, and I don't know how to bring it up to them. Cause
what do
like,
you want? You want to be tied up?
Tied up, yeah.
Tied up. Well, maybe they don't have enough rope.
I want to tie them up,
Tie them up.
Anything there, like,
yeah.
I can't figure out how to, like, bring across anything kinky, because I'm into a lot of kinky stuff, and I always have been.
Hmm. Yeah, well, here's the thing with guys. Guys... 90% of guys just want good old-fashioned straight sex with someone they're attracted to.
But they'll cooperate.
They'll go along with stuff. But here's the thing, too. The more you weigh, the less cooperative guys are.
Oh, stop
it. No, it's true.
That's so bad. No,
okay, but let me... I know it sounds horrible, and I know everyone thinks I'm a prick.
She's pouring her heart out.
I know, and I'm going to catch it and scoop it right back into you. Not through your mouth, though. But here's all I want to say. If Claudia Schiffer says, I want to be tied up, and I want you to walk on me, and I want to tie you up, and I want to beat you with a cat of nine tails, 99% of guys are cool with that. It's like, hey, hottie, sure, start, yeah, whatever, game on. No problem. If a chick's 5'4 and 175 and she wants that stuff, guys are like, yeah, I don't know. How about you give me a BJ and I think about it? You see what I'm saying? So that's...
No.
Yes. Guys are much less cooperative when you're stocky. It's true.
Well, I got big breasts and a big butt. That's kind of like my features.
Right.
Not like stocky.
Right. No, you're not. No. Look.
I like a girl with a big butt.
Okay. Listen. 5'4", 175 is considered stocky by most standards.
You just gotta find a guy that likes doing that with you.
Yeah, now it doesn't mean there aren't guys who ain't into that and ain't into stocking and ain't into being tied up. They're out there. You just got to find them, like Macy said.
But everybody has to find a guy that likes to do what they ever want to do.
Yeah. On the other hand, you really want that guy? I mean, think about that guy. You know what I mean?
That likes getting tied up?
Or likes tying up. It's the guy with the ZZ Top beard and a couple of warrants out for some parking tickets he hasn't taken care of.
Like what? You know tied what I'm up saying? When you, like tied up where? On your bed? Because that's not really that
bed. You know, I've thought of all sorts of different things. I just haven't been able to do it with anybody.
Well, you got to be not quite so ashamed of it and bring it up a little bit. But
yeah.
This is true fetish we're talking about.
How about a nice boyfriend-girlfriend relationship?
Yeah.
How about that?
I've had those. And
those
I've had
boring.
All right. Okay.
Macy was smacked around. That's why she's big, to keep people away, and then she's finished to keep guys away.
Wait, you're saying Macy was smacked?
I mean, Star. I beg your pardon.
Star. Hey.
Did I say Macy?
I'm glad you corrected that one.
Hey, Star?
Yeah.
Yeah, did your dad smack you around?
Yes,
yeah, we'll take that as a yes.
That's why she's
okay,
big
that's
to
why,
keep
that's,
people away.
All right, that's why I need all this stuff. But look, here's what you need to do. You need to not get pregnant and go on the internet and just find some guy.
We got
to
play Macy
Song. I never would do that.
We do? Oh, we're not playing it now. It's too late. We'll play it the next break. Okay. Yeah. It's 23.
What did you tell? What do you tell your boyfriends?
Well, I'm like, hey, how about we try something new? And
they're always bringing up threesomes. And it's like, you know.
That's guys.
That's not
He's
new.
Doing a 2.5 as is. All right, listen, Star. Find a guy on the internet who wants to tie you up. There's plenty of nut jobs out there. Okay, listen. Okay, find Jesus Christ. Would you please?
Yes, okay.
All right, Macy Gray's got to go home. Not that we want her to leave. She's tired.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. We'll hear another song off your CD. We'll just do it during the next break, you know?
Maybe.
That was Randy the Macho Man. All right, Macy, you come back and don't be a stranger, yes?
Yes.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, the lovely and talented Macy Gray has left the room. So, you know, Macy's one of these people who is crazy, but in a
delightful,
easy, sort of fun, interesting way that gives life many different layers.
You know, when did craziness have to always include hostility and rage?
Yeah.
You know, that's what's unpleasant
about
it. Yeah,
it used to be sort of the eccentric and colorful
Which
crazy.
Is fine.
That's Macy Gray.
Yeah. Having big breasts is great.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll hear something else off her CD, The Trouble with Being Myself, in just a minute or two. Also, Drew has had a request for a little traffic and weather tonight.
My patients asked me to ask you, Adam.
Yeah. As you know, anyone who listens to the show, I do love talk radio. I love morning radio. I love talk radio, AM and FM. I love it all. But cannot stand the traffic breaks every 4.5 minutes during the morning, especially. And can't stand the weather every 5 minutes, especially living in L.A. When here's the two constants, traffic and no weather. Hey, here's the thing. If a tsunami's heading our way, by all means.
Make that the lead story.
Pipe up.
Yeah.
All means. You free reign to talk. But if it's going to be 73 in Burbank and Glendale's going to be 71, middle of marine layer blowing, not going to need to know that. Put it this way. If today's going to be like it was yesterday, don't need to hear from your ass. And as far as the traffic, look out for brake lights and slow and go. Doesn't really mean anything to me.
Tell us about the spilled tankers.
If something happens, nuclear armament truck collides with a moped, pipe up. Tsunami, hurricane, water spout, twister, starts saying, pipe up. Other than that, you got nothing to do? Don't say anything. And I feel this way about everything. I feel this way about the Charlie Brown. You got nothing funny to say, which is almost every day in the funny page? Don't write anything. Just put a block there. You know what? Put a picture of a missing kid there.
Yeah.
Just do that instead of just cranking out junk. By the way, don't get me going. But if you ever look at the funny pages,
yeah,
it's insulting. Except first stuff you don't even get, and then you look at it a second time, you go, that wasn't even a joke.
Look, I just saw a great Family Guy tonight where Peter reads one of those jokes and stands there at the magazine stand while it goes night, day, and then Joey goes, ha, that's funny. Okay, give me the Jugs magazine.
Oh, my God. Like Peanuts? It's insultingly bad. Listen, that stuff has sucked for like 25 years. Schultz has made like billions of dollars sucking. It's great. All right. Anyway, where were we, Drew?
Bridget.
Traffic and weather coming up, though. Bridget?
Yes, hello.
You're 23?
How are you?
Good. I'm getting pumped for traffic and weather.
I know. You were going off on a little tangent there, Adam.
Yeah. Well, it pisses me off. It's just a huge waste of time.
I hear you. Totally, dude. I can relate to everything you say. You're awesome.
Thanks, baby doll.
No sweat.
All right.
What's up? Bridget's one of those UCSB students that never left.
Oh. You're a gaucho? You go to Santa Barbara?
No, I don't go to school, you guys. I work full-time.
All right. Did you used to go to UC Santa Barbara?
I went to SB. I'm a city college girl, and I'm not afraid to admit it.
Santa Barbara City College is right by the marina. It's right on the coast, right?
It's the most beautiful school you will ever go to.
Oh, my God. I drove past there yesterday.
What were you doing yesterday?
I went to a wedding in Santa Barbara yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I own a condo on the beach in Carp. It's awesome.
Oh, Santa Barbara City College is on the ocean.
Yeah.
The football stadium is one side is bleachers, the other side is Pacific Ocean.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's on the ocean. I should go. I'm going to college there.
You can
never
throw
leaving.
A rock from your classroom and hit the water. Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. You're one of these students that got to go to school there and just never left.
Yeah.
Yes,
why would you?
Exactly.
That was my point.
I still live on the beach, you guys. Dr. Drew, seriously, though, I'm dying.
All right.
Like, I have this problem, and I got into a really bad car accident on Halloween. It was raining really bad right past the Ventura Grade, and it was, I have this thing called, it starts with a C. I can't pronounce it. I'm not a retard, but it's
costochondritis.
Yes. Oh, my God. And the doctor said it should be getting better in 2 to 3 weeks, and I have no relief. Like, I'm working, and I'm trying to function, and the only way I can get it to, like, somewhat go away is if I'm, like, massage it, and it's underneath my left breast, and, like, people think I'm playing with my, feeling myself up, but I'm not. It's, like, the only way that it will somewhat relieve it, and it hurts so bad.
Well, it's possible you actually broke a rib and they just didn't detect it on the x-ray.
Well, they've done x-rays because they thought I broke a rib, and then they thought I punctured a lung.
All right. Well, let me
reiterate. Rib fractures frequently don't show up on x-ray.
Mm-hmm.
The only way they could really get it would be on a bone scan, which there's no reason to do that because it's just going to heal on its own anyway. The other thing you can do is
how do you do a bone scan?
You would get injected with radioisotope, and it goes to where the
crack is?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? Because
I think it's osteoblastic activity. That
boring.
And bone remodeling, it goes to where that's happening. And, and the other thing that you can do is physical therapy. So you ought to get some physical therapy, see a physical therapist, and get this sort of worked out.
Huh?
Costochondritis basically means a spasm of the rib musculature.
All right.
And it can be go on for a long, long time.
Mm. All right, but good times.
Yeah.
Let's hear a Macy Gray song.
All right.
What do you say?
Yeah, good time.
All right, this is off the album, The Trouble with Being Myself, and this song is called Happiness.
This is a description of my hair. This is a description of my hair. A skin, a powder, a pin to make me stay that way. Happiness for a day or two. That's my limit. I'm a junkie. How about you? And someday I'm gonna blow, baby, when I do. Happiness for a day.
Description of me, pleasure.
Happy.
just like you. And someday I'm gonna blow that, and when I do, I'll have the happiness for a day or two. I wanna know that I'm
for you. New CD is called The Trouble of Being Myself. It's funny, I have to read that for the sixth time in a row. That's how I work, though, Drew. Fast and loose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
We got traffic and weather coming up.
Oh, good. Oh, phew. Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I needed that. I got to get home tonight.
Yeah. You don't know what it's like out there.
It could be a tornado and could be all freeways closed.
You don't know.
Don't know.
You don't know. We got to get it in. It's very important. Very important. Seth?
Yes?
You're 17?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
did I hear a
piece of work. No.
No.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Just got some interesting questions.
All right, go ahead.
Well, the Thanksgiving night, I kind of...
Today, Junior?
Okay. Thank God. All right, let's see. I was drinking, and then I used a safety pin and pierced my dick, and I'm just wondering if there's anything besides infection that can happen because of that.
All right, let's take a break here. I suggest we got a lot to get into.
We're coming back with traffic and weather, Drew.
I know, but this is...
No, we get to it now. All right. Take our time.
Okay. Besides infection,
you can
get a rejection reaction, you know, a foreign body reaction. Did you leave something in? Were you pierced?
I just pierced the skin, like, on the front.
I understand that. Did you leave something in, or did you just put a hole through and pull it back out?
I put a barbell in.
Okay, you could reject the barbell. But really the most serious thing is the infection, and the infections can be profound and devastating.
Okay. All right, Seth, you probably want to get back to your job auctioning off livestock, and we'll keep going with the radio program.
I heard he's out of traffic control. Come on.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Seth?
Yeah?
Yeah, here's what I'm going to need you not to do. Don't kill any innocent people.
Keep your hands off your junk with sharp objects.
And don't get anyone pregnant for a good long time, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Other than that, I don't care. Don't get an infection. Don't get anyone pregnant. Don't kill anybody. All right? Those are your three goals.
All right.
All right, buddy. Good times.
The erection could stop working. You could get chronic pain down there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you hit the urethra and cause a stricture and probably trouble urinating. And a million things can go wrong with this.
Mm-hmm. Get my traffic and weather worked out, Drew.
I know. Yeah, you're not interested in Seth. You're interested in the weather at Downey.
Well, Seth is he was downright riveting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an onion with many layers. I don't believe we really got to the bottom of it. That's the thing about Seth. He's an enigma.
The Nougaty Center might be more than we can handle here on radio.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Seth sounded like something was going on with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's kind of, what do you think? He's put an M80 up a squirrel's ass or two in his day.
I imagined him.
I got that tortured animal thing.
Immediately I got that.
Yeah?
Immediately.
All right. Anderson, did you yell something?
He sounded like that guy that got the head from the...
the cemetery.
Yeah, you guys who don't know it, especially when girls sound empty, they just sound vacuous and they just sound stupid. When guys sound empty, they sound like serial killers.
Scary, yeah, it sounds scary. So they evoke fantasies in your mind immediately.
Yeah, it's like, here's a guy who could put a rusty piece of rebar in you and kill you and not really know it was a bad thing.
Right.
I was thinking of like a decoration for an aquarium.
Yeah. That's the guy that yanks a corpse's head off, brought it home.
Right.
For a decoration. For
Thought somewhere. It was cool. And by the way,
couldn't understand why people were upset about it.
Yeah. Guys like that, here's what, you know what we got to do with guys like that? Same thing they'd like to do to you. And you know how much we should think about it? Same amount they would think about it if they did it to you. That's fine with me. Drew, you got a problem with that? Not really. See? He doesn't like to admit it, but he doesn't. We're going to take a quick break. And buckle in, kiddies, because we got traffic and weather. A lot of lightning. It's a lightning round.
Ace Rocola's coming.
Ace Rocola's coming to town.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
After this. Love Line, fast growing outlaw radio, North America. Oh, yeah. Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Oh,
Michelle, he will drop down.
He will drop down. Riverside checking in 6'3". Whittier checking in 6'3". Norco checking in 6'3". La Habra coming in 6'3". Van Nuys 6'3". Sun Valley 6'3". Northridge 6'3". Downey checking in 6'3 degrees. Pico Rivera 6'3 degrees. Montebello 6'3". City of Commerce 6'3". Fountain Valley 6'3". Oceanside 6'3". Your Melinda 6'3". And DeVore checking in at 63 degrees. 63 in Riverside, Whittier, Norco, La Habra, Van Nuys, and Sun Valley all checking in at 63 degrees. Now let's get to some traffic.
What's the 5-day core forecast?
We're going to get to traffic.
5-day forecast?
5-day forecast. Let me go through it. Riverside 63. Whittier going to be 63 the next 5 days. 63 in Norco. 63 in La Habra. Van Nuys coming in 63 next 5 days. Sun Valley. You want to know what the weekend's going to be like in Sun Valley, Drew?
What?
63 degrees in Sun Valley.
What are you talking about?
Entire weekend for the next 1,000 years. 63 degrees tonight. Northridge checking in 63. Downing 63. Pico Rivera 63. Montebello 63. City of Commerce 63 degrees. Fountain Valley 63. Oceanside 63. Yorba Linda 63. And DeVore for the next 5 days. 5 day forecast coming in at 63 degrees. Let me explain what's going to go on DeVore. Marine layer comes in the morning, moves out in the afternoon. 63 degrees for the next 1,000 years in DeVore. 405. Look out. We got some traffic. Look out for brake lights on the 405. Slow and go. 91 traffic in lanes. Spill load insulation out there in the 215 northbound, 57 southbound. CHP's running a traffic break out there. And the 405, the 105, the airport. Again, mattress in lanes out there. The El Toro Y. We got a signal alert running. And a lot of rubber next up there. Mattress in lanes. Look out for brake lights.
Did you finally clear up that spill load of oranges yesterday?
Spill load oranges. Riverside checking in 63. Whittier 63. Norco 63. La Habra 63. Van Nuys 63 degrees. Sun Valley 63 degrees. We got traffic. We got weather. It's all coming up at the top of the hour. It is 7:55 in the morning. That is 5 minutes away from the top of the hour. It's 8 o'clock straight up. And again, at the top of the hour, more traffic, more weather, more news. You know what the news is?
What's the
63
news?
In Whittier. That's the
that
news.
Is news.
News and traffic and weather, it's all been tied into the same thing. 91 traffic in lanes. 215 spill load insulation. CHP running a traffic break on the 57 southbound. 105 the airport. Look out, matching lanes. Slow and go. Look out for brake lights. 57 degrees. No.
Well, that's news.
No. Added 6 degrees to it. It's now up to 63 degrees in Riverside. Whittier, Norco, La Habra checking in at 63. Van Nuys checking in at 63. Sun Valley, 63 degrees. Northridge, 63 degrees. Downey, 63. Pico Rivera, 63. Montebello, 63 degrees. City of Commerce, 63 degrees. Fountain Valley, chilly, 63. Oceanside, a very warm, 63 degrees. Yorba Linda coming in 63. And DeVore, Drew, checking in at what temperature?
I need the 5-day forecast.
63 degrees. 5-day forecast.
How are they doing up at Big Bear since the fire?
Tuesday, 63. Wednesday, 63. Thursday, 63. Friday, 63, and Saturday, a chilly, chilly, hot, hot, medium, medium, 63 degrees. Oh, we got to get the traffic. We got to get the weather. It's all coming up. It's 4 minutes in front of the hour. That is 7:56. That's 4 minutes away from 8 o'clock straight up. And at 8 o'clock, we got traffic and weather. More traffic and weather. 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 And then Sheila's going to give her horoscope or something. And a movie review. But not before we get more traffic and weather in. Traffic and weather. Traffic and weather. Traffic and weather. Can't get enough traffic aware. There's Downey Ford's bringing it. Blah, 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 blah. John?
Yeah.
John, we got... John?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're 19?
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. We got to get back to the traffic and weather. Riverside checking in 63. Whittier, 63. Norco, 63. La Harbor, 63. Van Nuys, Drew?
I
63 degrees. Oh, my God. Sun Valley, 63. Northridge, 63. Downey, 63. Pico Rivera, 63. Montebello, 63. City of Commerce, Drew?
63.
63 degrees. You're clairvoyant. You're a Geller. Get him a crystal ball. Found Valley, 63. Oceanside, 63. Yorba Linda, 63. DeFore, 63. 405, slow and go. Look out for brake lights on the 4 level, Drew. 91, traffic and lanes.
What's the radar say, Ace?
Oh, the Doppler weather?
The Doppler weather report.
You want the 5 day?
I want the 5 day. I want this afternoon to be good, but I need the 5 day.
Early morning haze. Burning off by the afternoon. Burning off. 63 degrees for the next 5 days. Hey, guess what's going on Monday?
What?
Early morning haze. Burning off by the afternoon.
A marine layer.
Marine layer. Oh. Coming in the morning. Burning off by the afternoon. Going to level out about 63. Wait a minute. News flash. Van Nuys. Checking in 63.
No.
Monday, 63. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 63 degrees in Van Nuys. That's a 5 day weather forecast. Then we're going to traffic. You know what? I'm bold. I'm going to go 5 day weather. I'm going 5 day traffic.
5 day traffic?
5 day traffic forecast.
This is the first.
Oh, no.
A week from
the
day. Yes, the 91, traffic in lanes, 215, spill load on Friday. I can predict the traffic. I say you should look out for brake lights and slow and go. All right. Well, now you know the traffic and weather, Drew. Any questions?
When is it 8 o'clock?
It's 8 o'clock now. That's 1 hour from when it was 7 o'clock.
Hey, we get some traffic and weather now.
It's going to be 9 o'clock
next hour. You're wild.
That's 60
don't
minutes away
that.
From 9 o'clock.
No.
I will drop traffic.
No, don't do it.
63 degrees.
I can't stand it.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show, everybody. Kathy Griffin coming in tomorrow night. I want to thank Macy Gray for coming in tonight. And then Tori Amos. Countdown to Tori.
Had amazing guests for last month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Producer Ann has really knocked herself out.
These are those gold dust moments.
Yep. We're going to have a few of those gold dust
Lauren
moments.
Lauren just wet herself.
Yeah. She loves Tori. I love Tori, too. But nobody loves Tori like Lauren loves Tori. Yeah. David Alan Greer, my main man, is going to be, I call him Dag. Is going to be in here on Thursday, and we'll have a gold dust moment. All right, so until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Every girl is a hoe at some point.
Yeah.
Especially when you're 20, that's the best time.
That's right.
To be a hoe.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.